One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
Here's a song from the 1970s, from a group with a long list of hit records. But you've probably never heard this one. The Supremes, 1971, after Diana Ross left for solo stardom. On lead vocals, Supremes founding member Mary Wilson.
My baby likes.
That's Mary Wilson and her Detroit childhood friends, Florence Ballard, Betty McGlown, and Diane, as she was then, Ross, in their first group, the Primettes, formed in 1959. Mary was part of the epic post-war northbound migration of black Americans. Mary moved from Greenville, Mississippi, to Detroit, an area known as the Brewster Projects, where music was everywhere.
People were standing in all around the streets just singing and in the stairwells, and that was the best spot for singing because of the echo. And but people really were singing.
So everyone sang all the time.
Everyone sang, yes.
So it was just this music throughout all the time.
Music.
A cappella, unaccompanied music.
Unaccompanied, oh sure. And that's why you had the doo-wop, you know, the harmonic groups that were very popular. Now there's not a lot of harmonics around there.
Mary Wilson talking to Richard Feidler on Conversations in 2010. The Primettes became the Supremes. They convinced Motown boss Berry Gordy to give them a contract. Everyone knew they had talent, but try as they might, they just couldn't get a hit record.
We were the first girl group at Motown. Then, of course, the Marvelettes came, got a hit. Please, Mr. Postman, Martha and the Vandellas, who were the Vandellas at the time, they got a hit. And so we still didn't have a hit. And behind our backs, you know, they were like, the no-hit Supreme, they can't get a
hit
record.
Yeah, right. They're no good.
I was the only one who had the nerve to kind of say that out in public. So, I mean, I kind of got back at them. And then when we had our first hit records, hey, there you go.
There you go.
Bring Where Did Our Love Go to us, and they said this is a hit and we want you girls to sing it. We listened to it and we're like, No, we want something like Martha and the Vandellas, you know. We want something really soulful. And they said, no, trust us, this is going to be hit. I cried and I told Eddie, I said, Eddie, you don't understand. Our parents were going to send us to college. They saved money for that. We just graduated from school, you know, and we had all these records that weren't hits. We need to get a hit record. And he said, trust, it's going to be a hit. I cried. So, of course, this record comes along. We recorded it. Florence and I were like, all we were saying was, baby, baby. And, we had been good singers, singing, four freshman kind of songs. And we're like, we're not singing.
Baby, baby.
Ooh, baby, baby. That's all I said. And so, anyway, the record became a number one. And as you said, I was laughed at. You cannot pick a record. Let us do the job. You girls just sing. We're like, okay.
My heart and leave me sad. Tell me, what did I do wrong to make you stay away so long? 'Cause baby love, my baby love, been missing you, miss kissing you. Instead of breaking up, let's do some kissing and making up.
The Supremes, who became Motown's number one act and a major part of that label's success. The Supremes were the most successful female group on the planet. They had beehives and gowns. They were elegant, confident, a huge show business phenomenon. They were less soulful than some of the Motown acts, but there was something authentic and deeply compelling in their songs.
I knew that I had met the other parts of myself. It was so complete. We were a very, very complete group. We had this, the dynamics we had with Florence being the soulful one, Diane being the pop, and I was like in the middle with the cutesy kind of ballady voice. We were really a perfect group. Harmonically, we had great harmonies. So, yes, I think that we were the only ones who knew how great we were.
Eventually, Motown changed their name from the Supremes to Diana Ross and the Supremes. And not surprisingly, Diana went off to pursue a solo career. Mary Wilson stayed with the Supremes mostly as lead singer till they called it quits in 1977. Then Mary had a successful solo career. Mary Wilson has died. She was 76. She founded one of the greatest ever singing groups. She was the earthy, the funny, the centered one, usually pictured in the middle of their record cover photos. Mary Wilson was the heart and soul of the Supremes. an act that broke down barriers and inspired black women in a still segregated America.
You know, when we were growing up and we saw black women on TV, glamorous, articulate, and da-da-da-da, we were so like, wow, that means I can do that too. So I think we really did inspire a lot of people, because prior to that, you didn't see a lot of black people on American TV, unless they were maids and that type of thing. And then all of a sudden to see headliners being black and women, and not just one, but three at the same time. So it's a great honor to know that whatever you went out to do, you achieved it, but also it has helped other people.
Search for Conversations ABC. You'll find that interview with Mary Wilson out front of the Supremes here in 1972, Automatically Sunshine.